Hello.
Hello, this is Chris, and I'm with Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
I am.
Thank you very much. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
No, I live inside the city limits.
Thank you very much. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things going on the wrong track?
I think they're going pretty good.
Thank you. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County, according to you?
Right now, I really think it's the immigration problem.
Thank you. And how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I wouldn't say there's excellent, but I wouldn't say there's bad, so I guess probably good.
Good. Okay, thank you. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Well, I really don't know.
Okay.
The economy of the whole nation going the way it is right now, probably not very good, but, you know.
So out of the options, should I choose worse or about the same?
Well, like I said, it's kind of hard to say.
The economy's
going hot.
Okay, that's fine.
All over.
Then how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I would say somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County, and we're going to use the same scale, excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is effective leadership from elected officials.
Oh, I guess good.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
I guess good.
Availability of affordable housing.
Affordable?
Affordable housing, yes.
That's what I said. Affordable? I don't think anything is affordable.
Now, in Ector County, would you rate the availability of affordable housing as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. What about public safety and low crime?
Good.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
I guess good.
Thank you. What about the availability of quality health care?
Again, good, I guess.
Thank you. And what about the quality of the public schools? Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
The public schools, did you say?
Yes, the quality of the public schools.
Fair.
Thank you. What about the natural beauty and physical setting?
I think fair.
And having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
I don't know. I don't go out very much at night.
Okay.
So
That's fine. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
To hear most people say, I would think that would be fair.
Thank you. Offering job opportunities in your field? Do you rate that as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I'm retired, so that's kind of hard for me to answer.
And by observation, once again?
Repeat the question.
Offering job opportunities in your field, is it excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
I guess good.
Thank you. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Fair.
Thank you. Public transportation?
I think that would be, I guess, good. So I've got the passing and so forth. So.
Thank you. And being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
That would be in the bucket, bad. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Traffic in this town is ridiculous.
Now, what we want to know is to please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. And we're going to use the same scale, excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first types of people are people living below the poverty line.
Well, and repeat the question.
Yes, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. People living below the poverty line.
Fair.
Retirees.
I'm sorry?
Retirees.
Good, I guess.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Good.
Families with children?
Oh, I guess it's good.
Thank you. Young single people?
Yeah, that's kind of hard for me to say because I really am not out there in that one that much. So.
And going by observation, do you have anyone who is a young single?
Yeah, I've got several grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm going to say fair on that one.
Okay, thank you. And what about immigrants from other counties? Countries, I'm sorry. Countries.
Countries. I was going to say. They need to go back where they came from, as far as I'm concerned. Most of them are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular area right now, most of them are illegal. And I really think that they need to go back because, to me, they're knocking out a lot of people who've lived here all their lives out of jobs.
But in general, how would you rate that as a place to live for immigrants from other countries? Do you think as a place to live is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. What about racial and ethnic minorities?
Well, to be real honest, the white people are the minority nowadays, especially in Hector County, which is fine. I'm not prejudiced, so I guess that would be good.
Thank you. What about, how would you rate Hector County as a place to live for people like you?
retired.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, it's fine. I mean, well, let me change that. Let's go back to fair. I mean, to good. Because
okay.
I don't get out and do very much.
So. Okay, that's fine. And the last one for this list is entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. How would you rate that?
Well, good. Had a grandson open up a new business, and he's done fantastic. So.
Good. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, good.
Thank you. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Well, that's a hard question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say fair.
The options we have is improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same.
Oh, stay about the same, then.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk about two things, but first I just want to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now we're going to talk about economic development. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities' benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk about community development. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar with it because to me, they need to do something about the traffic.
Okay, thank you. And related to that, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, how likely are you to, or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
To move from Ector County, did you say?
From Ector County, yes.
Well, probably the only way I'm going to move is if they carry me out in a box. But as far as the rest of the family, I think most of them will probably be here. So.
Oh, okay. So how should I record that? Not at all likely or not too likely?
That they'll leave Ector County?
That they live, yeah.
Okay. Not too.
Okay.
Well, it's not likely that they're going to move.
Okay, so...
I don't know how you put that.
We just have not too likely or not at all likely. Which one should
likely.
I pick?
Not too likely.
Okay, thank you. Finally, just the last few questions are for statistical purposes, and it's about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
From college.
In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
What is your age? Are you 18 and 30, between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. And do you have a school-age child living in your household? Doesn't have to be yours. Okay.
Nope.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
I'm white.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to gas and oil or oil industry?
Not in my household, because I'm the only one who lives here.
Thank you. And what about your annual household income? Is it below $25,000? $25,000
to $30,000? I'm sorry? Below $25,000. I'm retired.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you. And related to that, I just have to make it just so it gets recorded. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Well, I sure hope I'm not something else is all I got to say about that one. No, I am female.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. We really appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you.